This is the Ethanol Report. An unprecedented new campaign is underway between leading corn-producing states, the American Coalition for Ethanol, and the Renewable Fuels Association, with the goal of installing 5,000 ethanol blender pumps nationwide over the next 3 years. The announcement was made at the opening of the 22nd Annual Ethanol Conference and Trade Show in Milwaukee, where reporter Joanna Schrader interviewed National Corn Growers Association First Vice President Darren Enan of South Dakota about the corn growers' involvement in the project.
Why did NCGA get involved in this?
Well, ethanol is a very important demand use for our corn. And so we've done a lot of things in the past with the ethanol industry, research, promotion, that sort of thing. And then to take this to the next level, beyond just the E15 campaign, is blender pumps so that we can use higher percentages of ethanol in our motor vehicles. It's a good product. It's homegrown. And as a corn grower who's growing more bushels on my farm every year, I need to find more demand for that corn, and the ethanol industry today is our new growth market.
Now, what in terms of growing the corn at bushels per acre, what are the projections for the corn harvest, you know, let's say 2020, 2030?
We just did our strategic plan, updated that. It was peer-reviewed by universities and academics. Had it discussed with our tech providers, the Monsanto, Pioneer, Syngentas of the world, and we're looking at producing potentially 17 billion bushels of corn by the year 2020. And then if you look out as far as 2030, they're talking about doubling our per acre yield of corn by 2030, so you're talking 300 bushels an acre. And so we've got a huge amount of corn available for feed and food and ethanol industry, and so we theoretically could supply a lot more of our fuel market than what we're doing today.
Now, in terms of deciding to partner with ACE and RFA, you could have done this on your own. What gravitated you to these other organizations?
Well, they had a program that looked like it would work really well in getting blender pumps into the marketplace. The corn growers have always partnered and done stuff with the ethanol industry and the ethanol associations, and the timing was right, and so that's why National Corn Growers partnered with the states that are putting dollars towards this program.
Ron Lamberty with the American Coalition for Ethanol explains how the Blend Your Own Ethanol campaign, or bioethanol for short, will offer ethanol information and technical expertise for petroleum marketers.
It's a program to get out and inform petroleum marketers about the value of being able to sell E85 and other blends of fuel using a blender pump. And that goes down to even selling, taking E85 and unleaded gas and making your own E10. Blender pump is old technology, basically. A lot of stations have blender pumps right now that just take premium and unleaded and make different octane ratings of fuel. But what we're trying to inform people about is if they take that same kind of pump, use E85 or straight ethanol, and blend it with unleaded in another tank, they can blend all different kinds of ethanol blends, from unleaded to maybe E5, E10, E20, E30, and then offer those to consumers. And one of the more important things about it is that there are a lot of resources out there that help you pay for those pumps. And so we have created a website, a magazine, and a speaking program, and are going to trade shows to make sure the petroleum marketers are aware of the resources that are available to them, the information that's available to them, to get them to put in more blender pumps.
Now, for these retailers who are interested in this program, you know, where can they go to get information about the grants and all of these other things we've talked about?
Well, we're working with the National Petroleum Associations to try and get, first of all, to get on their agendas. But, for example, we've signed on to be a platinum partner with the Petroleum Marketers Association of America, so they can go there. I mean, they can go there, and when our website is live, which is going to be in September, then they can go there and they can click on any of the buttons, whether they want information about E10 or E85 or anything in between, whether they just want information about what parts are compatible with whatever blend of ethanol they have. That information will all be there. It'll be at byoethanol.org.
There are currently only about 200 blender pumps offering mid-level ethanol blends nationwide, with about 900 more selling E85, which makes 5,000 in 3 years a pretty lofty goal. But Robert White, Director of Market Development for the Renewable Fuels Association, says they will be working hard to make that happen.
We're throwing the whole kitchen sink at this one. We want the strongest piece will be information dissemination. A lot of times there are hurdles to information being given out, especially to the low level. So an individual station under some of those small petroleum marketers usually gets stopped in the higher echelons of the petroleum industry. We're going to make sure that everyone knows the information. So you'll have our attendance at all the major events, trade shows, speaking engagements across the country. But we're also going to be in their magazines and their publications that everybody reads with high volume advertising. And then we're also going to have what we're calling our magazine that will go out to 50,000 retailers out of this, some say 170,000. So almost a third of all of them will receive our information directly in the mail. On top of all that, we're of course going to be doing webinars and other educational seminars on the side. And of course, launching a new website that will kind of serve as a clearinghouse for all things blender pump. But of course, and continue the efforts that ACE and RFA have done for a number of years in making sure that we touch everyone that might have an interest, including consumers in the end.
And when will the retailers see actually the first elements of this campaign?
Probably by the end of August, retailers will start seeing that in the mail. We're going to follow up with advertising in some of the major petroleum publications. And our first show is going to be the biggest one that the petroleum industry has, which is the joint conference of the Petroleum Equipment Institute and the National Association of Convenience Stores in October in Las Vegas. But before that, we'll be making several meetings just the start of this program to get kicked off and get things going.
The bioethanol campaign will function as an expanded market development program of the two ethanol groups and will serve as the only one-stop source for all the technical, regulatory, safety, and environmental information that petroleum marketers need for retailing ethanol blends. To find out more, contact ACE or RFA. And once again, the website address when it goes live next month will be BYOethanol.org. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.